Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the TAT pod. Got a couple new faces here joining me today. I'll introduce them to you in just a moment. But yeah, just need to make to mention this podcast is proudly sponsored by Sportinin. So make sure you download the app, you get in our group chat, and get involved with the absolute shambles that's being discussed in there right now. But without any further ado, let's introduce these two handsome men in front of me. I mean, you might recognize them if you're around Liverpool Twitter. I'm sure most of you will. But first of all, we have got Tom, my bro. How are you doing, mate?
I'm all right, mate. The Reds aren't giving us much to be happy about at the minute, though, are they?
Nah, it's I think the saying is it's not looking good, bruv. And Shig's a man that, you know, I've done so many streams, podcast shows with, through the good times, the bad times, and right now, it's not looking good, is it, mate? But how are you, mate?
I am very well, sir. I'm looking forward to this.
Listen, Shiggs is the most positive, most like happy Liverpool fan, and if Shiggs isn't happy, then there's a problem. So, I'm looking forward to hearing what Shiggs has to say. But make sure you smash the like button, subscribe to the channel, guys. It would really help us grow get this podcast out to a bigger audience. First of all, Dow's in the house, as always. How are you, mate? Proper privilege to be an admin on TAT group chat on Sportinin. Oh, I never knew that. That's class, mate. Well in on that. But, guys, we're just going to get straight into it. First of all, this is where I always start. On every show I do, talk us through this, Tom.
I don't know if there's ways that do just how I felt on Saturday. Justice, Saturday was a bad one. It was a really bad one. Saturday was a turning point, is what I'll say. Because I've been questioning a couple of players, and Saturday pushed me over the edge with some of them. I need to see a major, major changes, especially since right now we haven't got these games like a Brighton, like a Leeds, like a whoever we're going to be coming up against, these lower-end opposition. We've got Champions League, which we can't afford to lose in. We've got Arsenal top of the league. We've got City best team in the league. Like, the games are coming thick and fast, and they're all so tough. And right now, we can't keep teams out, and we're struggling to get the ball in the net. It's just, it's so bad, don't it? It's so bad. And there's so many reasons, there's so many potential reasons to why this is. I mean, I don't agree with the tactics that we're running with at the minute. I think it's team selections not being great across the whole season. It's in-game management is just questionable. The players, certain players, trends, their attitude at the minute, their body language, it's shocking. They don't look like they can be bothered with it. So they need to sort it out quickly, otherwise what we all hope would be a title challenge, Champions League hopes. Bro. It's gonna very soon become top four hopes. Let's hope we can get fourth. Come on, the boys.
It's a top four battle. I told them from early. It's a top four battle. When Van Dijk is doing tight as Bramble, like, you know it's a wrap, bro. When I saw that last goal, I said, oh, we're finished. Our best defender is doing tight as Bramble. Because I thought he got a deflection or something when Trossard scored. When I saw the replay and the guy missed the ball, I said,
That weren't even the worst part, though. Who's Mitoma? Who is Takuma Mitoma? Honestly, if someone just tuned into that game, the first time watching football, I think Takuma Mitoma is one of the best wingers in the world. Yeah, he just fucking trends. Any way he wants, he had him inside, outside.
Everybody cooks.
Tom, you've muted yourself there. You got so passionate, you muted yourself.
Everybody cooks Trent. Everybody. It's not. He don't discriminate. Trent don't discriminate.
No, it's true. At the minute, it's true. But Shiggs, I was trying to get Tom to go through the lineup. That's why I put it on, but I'm not sure he quite understood. But when you saw this lineup, mate,
I was calm with it. I'm not gonna lie. I wasn't like, oh my god, what's he doing? I thought, you know what? I can understand Nunes has just come back. So has Diaz. They both went on an international duty, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diaz. Yeah.
So I wasn't, and plus coming back from South America, I don't think Firmino got picked, did he?
No.
No, so for me, and I wanted to see Carvalho start. I weren't disappointed in the lineup at all, because I'm happy Zeus was starting. Virgil, the only person I wasn't happy that was starting was Trent, but we haven't got no cover for him, so he gets in by default kind of thing. Well, so I wasn't disappointed at all. I was disappointed,
and this is like. Right. You know, like, I will never see a lineup and melt down about it and say, oh, it's over. But I wasn't confident. Just seeing Henderson in midfield, Carvalho on the left wing. Like,
let me ask you this. Would you have preferred it if Carvalho had been the number 10 and maybe Diaz?
Yeah, yeah, but like you say, I know that couldn't happen because they just got back. So it's just a shame that we have Jota fit, we have Diaz fit, but for this game, on the back of those internationals, neither were available, because I read Jota requested to be subbed off in the Portugal game because he didn't feel right. I don't think it's an injury, but I think maybe he's just a bit fatigued after coming back from an injury. But yeah, I wasn't confident. Like, I knew it would be a tough game.
Let me ask you this, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but look. If our strikers score 3 goals, wouldn't you think that would be enough for us to win the game?
Yep.
I can't even get on. Firmino got a brace. They scored an own goal. But 3 goals should be enough to beat Brighton. Let's be serious. And the worst thing, but that's not even the worst thing. If Alisson doesn't play, we lose this game by 5-3, or if we're lucky. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, but I watched the goals back, and I hate to be that guy.
Say it. Say it with your
Alisson,
chest.
I think Alisson should do better with 2 of them.
Whoa. No, I don't think
Watch
so.
The goals back. I'm not blaming him. I'm not blaming him whatsoever. Like, he's Diaz, they're the 2 Liverpool players that I haven't got a bad with.
The second one I can see. I can see it on the second one. He gets a hand to it, but he doesn't expect the power from Trossard. So his hand just pushes it further into the goal. I can't see it on the third one, because I think the third one, he's expecting his £75 million best centre back in the world to clear it, and instead he lets it run through his legs.
He's still got a hand in it as well.
To even get a hand to push that onto the bar from that angle is a joke. And the first one, there's nothing you can do there. You can't give Leandro Trossard, Brighton's best finisher, the ball unmarked, with time, 10 yards. Trent was doing knee slides. Trent knew he'd scored. Trent was knee sliding in front of the Anfield Road then to celebrate.
No, Shiggs is right, though. If we don't have Alisson in that game, we're finished. Like, it's bad enough as it is 3-0, but it would have been like another Aston Villa kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Fabinho
so.
As well. I love Fab. I love my little bald man. He's not very good at the minute. He looks about 38. You know what we clowned Alan for? He's left Everton now because his legs have gone. That was what we clowned Alan for. He's 32 and he looks about 40. His legs are gone. He hasn't got them. The same thing's happening to Fabinho. He can't get to the ball. He's not even diving into win the tackles now. His passing isn't great. No,
because just bear with me. There's a number of things that are causing Liverpool to not be where they are. And it starts from the front. When we, in our pomp with Klopp, we harried the opposition's defence and their midfield. So that, one, enabled our midfield to our defence to push up. 2, by the time Fabinho was getting to the ball, the pass, it was a hospital pass that the defenders were giving. So he didn't have to do much to nick the ball off people. Now, you that third goal, because I watched it back, you watch our defence just, not even our defence, our strikers, just sit off the ball. Salah goes for the ball. The guy dummies him, and as soon as that happens, everybody's trying to play catch up. Then the guy, I can't pronounce his name, the winger, goes past. Was it 20 goes past? No, yeah, it was 20.
Probably.
And for me, at that point, alarm bells weren't ringing, because I thought, Van Dijk is going to clear this. when the ball then Van Dijk doesn't clear it and it goes through to the Trossard, there's nothing anybody can do because normally, 9 times out of 10, Van Dijk clears that. But
I also think he had an actual left back on the pitch. Trossard doesn't have that much space.
I don't know why.
Instead, James Milner's getting charity minutes at left back.
I'll tell you why he brought on James Milner.
Wait. I don't know why he's taking off Tsimikas. I don't know why. Did Tsimikas go on international league?
The reason why he took Tsimikas off, and we don't like it, we don't want to accept this, but we've got a game on Tuesday and Robertson's injured, and the only other option we have is Milner. Okay, it's so crap. We hate it, but it is what it is. Like, at the end of the day, this season's relentless. We have to, while Tsimikas is our only fit left back, we have to make sure he doesn't get injured. And if that means bringing James Milner on, which I agree is an absolute disaster and shouldn't be happening in 2022, but that's not on Jurgen Klopp. But we'll touch on it.
It is on him.
Because that James Milner's still being relied on in 2022?
No. In terms of, you are the manager. You have to. There was. I don't know if you've seen it. There was a something on Twitter, and I normally don't go through Twitter and stuff like this. But there was Ferdinand was doing an interview with Guardiola, and he was saying to keep levels at their maximum. You can't keep having the same squad over 4, 5, 6 seasons. The wear and tear on the squad is going to be too much to maintain them standards. That's why you
whose fault? Whose fault's that?
Klopp and the board. No, I'm sorry. Look, listen, at the end of the day, because look, if I'm working under somewhere and you're not giving me the tools to do my job, you're ruining my reputation by not providing me the tools I need. Now, I don't know how Klopp goes about saying that he needs me, but look, all of us in this chat know for the last 2 years minimum, we've needed midfielders. That's a given.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough. You went and got Nunes, but should have been the cherry on top. The main bulk of the cake was at least two midfielders, so that Henderson and Milner are not playing every week. They do sporadic 20 minutes here, half an hour here, part of the squad, not part of the first team. Because midfield, no matter what anybody says, midfield is where the game is won and lost. If you can't harry and take the ball off a midfielder, you're going to lose a game. There were periods in the Brighton game. We couldn't get the ball off Brighton. We couldn't get the ball off Brighton.
They're a good footballing team, Sheik.
Shut up. I don't want to hear that, bro. You can't. I'm joking. I'm trolling. You couldn't get the ball off Brighton. Not to talk of when you go to Man City or even Arsenal.
Tom, do you have anything to add to Shiggs's comments about the board, it being Klopp?
If you'd asked me this every other season before last, I would have been solely on the board. But this summer, I don't believe that the board have said you don't have more than £4 million to spend. That just doesn't add up to me. I think there's a degree of stubbornness when it comes to Klopp, and it's been very successful for us in the past. It's enabled us to get Van Dijk, it's enabled us to get Alisson, it's enabled us to get someone else as well. Can't remember off the top of my head. But he's holding out now. He's using that stubbornness to hold out for Jude Bellingham.
If we don't make top four, Jude Bellingham is not coming to the room. Let me tell you that now.
You have to read the room and understand that, yes, I would love this thing. This thing would take me to there. But if I don't get to there, I can't have this thing, so I'll pick up two smaller things. They'll get me to there, and then they can be even more useful once we do get the big piece. So something that was being said in the summer is, oh, you buy a stopgap, and then what happens when Bellingham comes in? You buy a stopgap, and they replace James Milner when Bellingham comes in. Because right now, James Milner's getting way too many minutes for what he's doing. Oxlade-Chamberlain and Naby Keita. If we couldn't buy a midfielder because we have too much wage tied down, that's just stupid financial decisions. We've had years to offload Oxlade-Chamberlain. We've had years to offload Naby Keita. We've had years to sort out and trim this wage bill, and they haven't done it because there's loyalty. And yes, it gets the best out of certain players, but you have to understand when it's the right time to cut ties. The issue, the big worry I have for this upcoming transfer window, we run by a sell to buy. sell to buy, sell to buy, sell to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Who is there in this squad to sell? Who is there in the squad that you look at and go, I'm going to sell him to fund?
Not who's to sell, not who's to sell, that we'll get a decent fee for.
Yeah, yeah. Who is there who we can sell in this market coming up, who we can recoup a decent fee for and use to spend on everyone else that we need? Because right now, Ox is going on a free. Milner's going on a free. Kater's going on a free. I'm not selling any of the attack bar Bobby, and Bobby might be going on a free. Who else is there in the midfield? Good luck at any money for Jordan Henderson that you could reinvest into two top-class midfielders. Thiago's too old to get any money for. We're not getting rid of Fabinho. Jones will get you 20 at most. Jones will get us 40% of Moises Caicedo. Come on.
Jones, we ain't getting 20 mil for Jones, but I think that's very generous.
You're lucky if you get 12.
I mean, what's even happened to that guy? Does anyone know? Like,
I have no idea.
I don't even know what the injury is that he's supposed to have. I haven't seen that guy in about a year, bro. Like,
and Kater as well. It's just a mess.
I've got a theory on Naby Keita, but I'm not going to go into that right now. I believe there's more to it than an injury, but that's just my opinion. But I hear what both of you are saying. Is, you know, these guys have, you know, been so reliant on selling players to bring players in, and like Tom says, I don't want to sell any of the, you know, players that would get money. Like, you could get 100 mil for Trent. Well, not at the minute.
No way.
Good luck getting that at the minute.
Trent at his best, easily 100 mil player. Easy.
But this is a thing. Okay, let me ask you.
I wouldn't want to sell him. That's my point.
I'm not trolling. Honestly, yeah, both of you. How much do you think we would get for Trent in this market?
Easy.
Based on what he's been doing over the last 4 to 5 months.
Clubs don't look at the last 4 to 5. If it's the last 4 to 5 months, then you're going to have to get a good fee. But clubs will look beyond that. And you've also got to consider that Trent is 23 and he's got all that potential.
What do you think we'd get?
I reckon we'd get 80. Because you'd have certain managers who look at Trent and go, there's my future midfielder. I'll buy him now. I'll convert him into a midfielder. Sound. You've got the ones that will go, he's my perfect right wing back in a back five. Buy him now, get him done. And you've got the ones that go, he's my right back, but we're going to give him all the cover and all the protection to secure him. Trent is a footballer, is a 80 to 100 million pound footballer. He is on his, for the majority of the season, the second best creator in the best league in the world. But right now, the man is a liability. He's not doing it on an attacking end.
Thank you.
Not doing it on an attacking end. Has he got an assist this season? That's a genuine question. Has he got an assist this season?
One.
For who?
I guess Bournemouth. And he scored
against Bournemouth. I don't think he did. I thought he scored against Bournemouth. I don't think he got an assist.
No, I think he crossed him for, what's his name? For Diaz.
He's got two assists. One in the Premier League and one in the Community Shield.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Bournemouth.
Yeah, it wasn't Bournemouth.
Was it Brighton? Can't have been Brighton. It's crappy against Brighton.
Oh, no, he doesn't have one in the Premier League. Sorry, he doesn't.
He
doesn't have an assist. No, Tom's right.
Wow.
I was reading the wrong column. Yeah, he scored two goals, but got no assists.
He's even doing it on an attacking end.
He got the assist for the own goal yesterday, so.
Woo. No, he didn't. Robert Sanchez did. Robert Sanchez gave us it by punching it into his own.
He put the ball in, so that's an assist.
That's Liddles. You can't accept that.
I don't even get his role. That's something that needs to be touched on as well. His new role of a false inverted central midfield striker, wing back, whatever that is, anything but right back. Whatever that is, it needs to stop. I saw him make more attacking runs, more penetrative behind the defence runs than Mo Salah.
Yeah.
The Mo Salah, because that's where he ends up half the time. What are you doing there? You are the right back. You are the right back. Stop playing like the right striker. Stop playing like the left back. Stop playing like the left centre mid. And that's a tactical issue.
I don't want to sound like I'm taking over. I'm not, but I'm just. But like, what do you think? Because I don't understand how he gets beaten so easily every game. Like I don't want. Like I'm actually like trying to figure out like what do you do in training that they like. For
the thing is, there's so many games this season. honestly, I'm being completely honest here. If you size him up one-on-one, he's actually been very good this season.
Very few players
to size him up and take him on have got past him. What it is he almost focuses too much on the attack, so he'll jog. They'll start a counter-attack and he'll jog back and he'll jog back and he'll jog back. And in his mind, he's going, well, Virgil or Matip, Gomez, Ibu will win this and I'll be in a prime position to launch a counter-attack. I would rather you weren't. I would rather you bust a gut to get back in your position and then we lose that counter-attacking opportunity that you could provide. Because we are a good enough team to not have to rely on the counter-attack.
I agree with what you're saying. The thing with Trent is, like, we all know, and Klopp even said it, like, we know he's not the best and the greatest defender, but when Trent's been at his best, and he can still do a lot more, by the way, so I'm not defending him whatsoever. He doesn't deserve me defending him at the minute. But we have had a midfield that's worked, and we have had Jordan Henderson drop in. We have had Joe Gomez or whatever covering for him, and that's what's allowed him to do that. But when you're still playing Trent that high up and the midfield isn't doing that, the other centre-back isn't doing that, there's a problem because you're basically playing three. You're playing a right centre back, a left centre back, and a left back. But you've still got a back four. Like, how many times when Trent was at his best did we see Jordan Henderson slotting into that right back position to cover him? He doesn't do it anymore. He just doesn't do it. And the whole Trent defending 1v1 thing, I agree. But yesterday I was so disappointed because I thought that Trent was going to put on a performance yesterday. Because of the whole Gareth Southgate thing and the whole Kieran Trippier's got more to his all-round game. And I was so disappointed. And Six knows me. I've backed this guy, one of my favourite football players on the planet. I'm not doing it until he sorts himself out. I'm sorry. But that, Tom, I think you said it at the start. If he was at least getting assists and stuff at the other end, okay, fine.
You could somewhat excuse it. If the attack output was at its level, you could go, all right, I can understand why the defence is a little bit on the down low.
Not doing
but
nothing.
You're not getting the attacking output and your defensive influence is so poor at the minute. Honestly, I can't wait to do bingo at the end of the season and name the wingers that have done trends. We've got Kavila Vazisha from Napoli, Mitoma from Brighton. Who was it for?
Lango.
Lango.
Cabano. Who's Cabano? Cabano's done him. And it's an attitude problem. The thing is, there's been a debate today about the attitudes. People have been suggesting that we drop Trent and Van Dijk because their attitudes aren't right. I don't think Van Dijk's an attitude problem. I just think he needs to sort out his play style. Van Dijk's always been this sort of...
Yeah, it's always...
I'm going to call it arrogance. He's arrogant because he knows he's the best defender on the pitch. He knows he's got 99% of attacks in his pocket. He doesn't sprint because he just knows he's better. With Trent, it is an attitude problem because when he was at his best, you saw that man working his arse off, and right now he isn't doing that.
Can I add to that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember. I don't know if anybody saw it now. I think I mentioned this to you before, Ben. You know the Newcastle game?
Yep.
Where we won, Carvalho won it last minute. Trent got taken off. Do you remember?
Yep.
And when we got the winner, did you see what he did?
He went down the tunnel.
Just walked down the tunnel. Didn't go and celebrate. Didn't go there. Just went to walk down the tunnel. That right there, this made me think, okay. So when you're not the main man, you don't wanna play the team role. Now I know it might seem like a small thing to people, but those kind of things I look at. Like if you can't be the guy, can you help your other teammates celebrate? And when I saw that, I was like, wow, like
almost like you lost a bit of respect for a minute.
Yeah, like you're not on the pitch, but you're throwing your toys at a pram. And let's not forget, he had a stinker that game as well.
The only game when I have a bit of sympathy for him is Everton. I don't think he should have got taken off first Everton. I thought he actually was quite positive that game. Because we transitioned to a 4-2-3-1, 4-4-2 or whatever, he was actually getting into the right positions where I want to see him. Not in this right central midfield, inverted wing-back, whatever. He was the overlapping fullback. That is what Trent Alexander-Arnold is. He is the best overlapping fullback when he's on it in the world. And right now we're trying to make him something he isn't, something he could be in the future. But this isn't the time to do it. This is not the time to do it. Because there's, even if, let's say, we did manage to make him this fantastic inverted fullback, that, then he gets called up to England. Then he's back to doing the overlapping right back stuff. You might as well just keep him doing what he does best. And if you do believe that you can convert him into this inverted central midfield, wait till the end of the season. Give him an entire summer, if not longer, where it's uninterrupted, where it's just him working on him and how he can play in this position. Because right now, I see all the time Trent in central midfield, Gomez at right back, Trent in central midfield, Ramsey at right back. Trent Alexander-Arnold cannot play central midfield at the minute. He can't do it. He doesn't scan enough. He's not switched on enough to play central midfield at the level that we do. If you want to watch one of the... Go watch Thiago and look at how much he scans. He goes to receive a ball, one look, two look, and he knows the pitch. He knows where he's going. He knows
that's the nutmeg against the dummy at Ajax when he let it roll for Tsimikas.
That's because he scanned. He knew Tsimikas was making the run behind him. He knew he'd catch the defender up. Trent doesn't do that. Trent is so reactive at the minute. Trent waits for the ball. Trent gets it and then turns and then, right, what do I do now? To get to that top, top level again, you have to. He can dictate the game, Trent. He's got all the facilities, all the capabilities, all the technique to dictate a game. But he doesn't have the mental side of it. Until he gets that, he can't touch midfield.
We'll let you wrap up on Trent and then we'll move on.
Yeah, no, Thomas said it. Like, it's just, it's not. And I get it. And I know people think, oh, well, you're piling on Trent. But let's be honest, the whole team is not playing that great at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, and I know we're getting on Trent. I saw Matip lose one-on-ones I don't never normally see. Like, on Saturday, I was like, what's going on here?
Thiago was shopping against Brighton. Thiago was misplacing passes everywhere. Honestly, if you know Liverpool are going to have a bad day when Thiago was off it. First 5 minutes, we were 1-0 down. Thiago had misplaced three passes. I was sat there going, this is going to be long, this man. Yeah. It's going to be a long day.
And I'll finish with this. When we got the third goal, when that old goal got, I said, we're not winning this game. I knew we weren't going to win. I just knew it because of just how they were. Because Liverpool don't have no fear factor about them no more. Even though we haven't lost that many games, teams will have a go at us now. They will say, listen, hit it long, hit it into the channels, let me beat Trent. Or let me try and go at Tsimikas. Even though I might not win, let me go at Trent. Let's overload Trent's side. Because I've lost count how many times the goals have come from Trent's side. And that's not on Trent. I'm not saying it's on Trent. It's the team hasn't been it for whatever reason, doesn't seem to be able to cover Trent's deficiencies like they did before. Because we all knew Trent wasn't great at defending, but like you said earlier, Tom, Henderson would go and cover, or Curtis would go and cover, or even Naby Keita would go and cover. So if he's gone forward, there's someone. But now, because one, when Trent's going forward, there's no one to cover the space. Fabinho's, or if someone does, they're laboured. Fabinho's getting overrun in midfield because there's two or three people running off him, and he's like a deer in the headlights. But yeah,
the most terrifying thing about that right hand side is the fact that yesterday Manchester City scored six, and all six came down Manchester United's right hand side, and that's one of the most informed right backs in the league.
Yeah,
imagine what Phil Foden, Erling Haaland, Kevin De Bruyne, Bernardo Silva would do against Jordan Henderson, Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah, no, we'll. We'll definitely get onto that at some point, so stick around. Guys, we're also going to do the Rangers preview at the end. We're just going to quickly give our lineups and stuff and, you know, our thoughts on how the game might go. But I just want to touch on maybe one or two more things from yesterday, because there's one positive, the only positive for me, and that's Roberto Firmino, because I feel like he's very disrespected now amongst our fan base. And you know, maybe some fans might have a point, like he's not exactly been amazing the last 18 months, maybe 2 years or so. But this season, I know the Bournemouth game was kind of like a stat padding session for him. But I really like what I've seen from him, and he seems to look back to his best. But Tom, my question that I'm going to ask both of you is, what are you doing with Firmino now? Are you going to give him another year, or do you think it's time to let him go? And also, you've got to bear in mind what you said about the whole sell to buy thing. If we ain't getting any money for him, are we going to replace him?
You tweeted this earlier. I think I replied to you with it. Yeah. I think the whole idea, the whole future of Roberto Firmino is dependent on how much of a wage cut he's willing to take. Yeah. If Roberto Firmino is willing to go below 100 grand a week, I'd keep him around. Because for that price point, you're going to struggle to do better in terms of quality, work rate, experience, which is what we really need from a backup at the minute. Our future front three is set. We don't need to buy another 22, 23-year-old to mould into the future starter. Our front three for the future is set. It's Diaz, it's Jota, it's Nunes. So right now, all I want out of a backup is someone who been there, knows how to do it, but still has something to offer to this team. And if he's willing to take... It's got to be on a financially decent level for us. If he's not willing to... If he wants to stay at this elite-level wage, go. Free. We are not paying Roberto Firmino 170 grand a week.
He's not
a 170 grand a week footballer.
Hell no.
But if we can get him for 85, 90 for 2 years, that's fine by me. Keep him around for that. But any more than that, oh, it's a bit iffy. I'm not forgetting that you didn't score in the whole calendar year of 2021 at Anfield.
Yeah, no. First, Shakes, do you agree with that?
I totally agree with that. Like, you're not that guy to be paying that amount to. So, I'm sorry, bro. If they can come to some sort of financial package that is beneficial for both of us, then cool. But if you want more, I'll be the same pet.
Yeah, no, I agree as well, to be fair. I would like him to stay for one more year, to be honest. I think whilst we are still... Because we don't know how long it's going to take for this... Like Tom said, the future front three to settle and kick on. So I'd have him around just to like kind of be involved in that, play cup games. Yeah, because when we play the likes of Derby County, players like Firmino will be very, very useful. Those early rounds in the Carabao Cup, when you're playing teams like that, it'd be a great option to have. So I would keep him around. Again, it completely depends on the wage. But we'll see what happens with that. Anything else you guys wanted to discuss about the game? In fact, let's talk about this last one point before we move on and sort of speak about tomorrow and our predicted lineups and how we think it's going to go. It's a simple question that I've got to ask both of you. We'll go to Tom first. How do we fix this? It's not a simple question, really, is it?
No, there are multiple aspects of this question. I mean, I've got my opinion. I think we need a system change. I think this 4-3-3 is not... Teams know how you get out of it now. And we aren't playing well enough to the point where you know how to stop it, but you can't stop it. It's that good. We're playing at the level where you know how to stop it, and because we aren't performing well, you're stopping it very well. So I think we've got such fantastic attacking options and such poor midfield options that you go 4-4-2. Go, it's not even back to basics formation. It's Ali in goal, Trent, Van Dijk, Matip, Canati, whoever partner Van Dijk, Robbo, Fabinho, Thiago, or Thiago, Keita, whoever, whatever double you want in that midfield that can cover ground but do the dirty work defensively. And then you go let Diaz, you go let Salah, you go let Nunes, and you go let Jota do what they do up top. Diaz and Salah are very good wingers at tracking back. They're very good at covering their man. Yeah. You saw it against Ajax with Mo Salah. Diaz has done it a fair few times. They will come back and help out defensively. But I just don't see the point in us sticking with this 4-3-3 when all it does is exasperate just how poor our depth is in midfield. Because let's say it's not working in this 4-3-3. What's the first thing he does? He switches to 4-4-2. Just start in 4-4-2 and go blitz teams. You might even have to go back to what we used to do when we were a bit crap. Go blitz teams in the first half and then hold out second half. Don't advertise. That's all you've got to do. That is all you've got to do. Go 2-3 up in the first half. Then switch to your 4-3-3 if you want. Go take off Nunes or Jota and bring on a centre mid and just see the game out. Whatever you do, I think it all comes down to the system, though. Because I think even if everyone's fully firing at this point, the teams still get out of us way too easy because we don't have the players to play this system. The personnel needed for the roles that we have in the system, we aren't filling them well enough now. So go to a system where you are.
Agreed. Basically said what I want to say. Shiggs, you got anything to add?
No, yeah, listen, we have to go back to basics because football never stays still. Like, you have to evolve. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like we've evolved. And other teams have caught us up. Hence, Arsenal doing what they're doing. Tottenham, even though they lost against Arsenal, they've put a system in place that, one, suits the players that they have, and two, is effective. Obviously, it wasn't effective against Arsenal, but in the main thing of main run of things, it gets them by. And Liverpool, like I said earlier, Liverpool don't have the fear factor anymore. So because of that, teams are not just sitting back. They're having a go at us. They're seeing their space behind Trent and they're going for it. They're seeing their space behind Fabinho and they're getting in those little pockets. Unfortunately, not even unfortunately, this is where Klopp and Pep Linders, they have to show their coaching credibilities because now...
Tom's read all about that, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, don't even get me started on...
Yeah, I'm not going to get me started, but what I'm going to say
do you guys know how that book ends? Do you actually know how they end that book? Do you know how our brilliant assistant manager ended his book?
What do you
the
say?
Line is...
I heard it.
If you're feeling down or if you're confused, just think for a second, what would Hendo do?
That's great advice. I'm going to take that on board. Anyway,
I'm sorry, bro. He was at fault for the first... you triggered me. First goal. That's his second time he's done
that. Wait, you triggered. You triggered.
What would Hendo do?
What would Hendo do if he was triggered? What would Hendo do if he was triggered?
Kick the ball in the air and let us concede a goal.
That's the same thing he done at United. The second goal United scored. His poor touch. All right, let me get back to my point.
Yeah, sorry.
Linders and Klopp need to sit down with their team and change things around. This let's just sit, suck it and see kind of thing is not working. This is where you have to earn your money and say, you know what, guys, listen, it's not working with what we're doing. We need to change it quick because we don't, we'll end up finishing sixth. I'm dead serious about it.
No, I agree.
So it's and Salah as well.
Say it.
He don't deserve that 350 he's getting. I'm saying it now. He don't deserve it. He don't deserve us breaking the wage structure for what he's giving us at the moment. We give you 300 max. If you don't like it, leave. Simple as that. Because the guy is not proving that he's been worth that 350 million. How many goals has he scored this season? What, two? Three?
Two, maybe.
Three.
At best. Three. And
he scored on the open day. He scored against United.
Oh, Ajax. Yeah.
Okay. Three games. How many games have we played? Like 10?
Yeah. Shiggs, do you think with Salah, there's... look, again... Yeah, I'm not looking for excuses, but his role has changed, right? And when after we spoke about Ajax, I remember saying, you put him in the position that Mo Salah's supposed to be in and he scores a goal. But I haven't seen him take that position. Like, if he's getting into that position, Shiggs, if he's getting into that position and then missing his shots...
What position is that?
Bro, he's playing right mid.
How, though? He's still... People keep saying to me that he's playing a different role. He doesn't make...
How many times have you seen Salah get in 1v1 and think, oh, yeah, Salah's going to score? I've barely seen it this season.
He's now the primary creator, which is a stupid decision.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Why, though?
You look at the stats this season, I think he's created the second... Yeah, because the thing is, Shiggs, who else creates in that front three? Who else are you looking at in that front three?
This is my point that goes back to Klopp and the board. How are you going to make your you know what the premise like? Listen, Trent, like, once you become a good team, teams are very quick at figuring you out. Okay, cool. This is what they like to do. If this person makes this run, this person's going to do that. And they figure it out. Look, I knew Brighton were going to be a problem. You know why? Because they had 2 weeks to plan for us. 2 weeks.
Did you hear Klopp's comments?
What did he say?
He said,
don't even, Ben. I saw it and I lost it.
What did he say?
He sat there and said, I didn't know what Brighton were going to do, so I couldn't prepare for them.
Are you kidding me?
You're the manager. Prepare for it.
Because he's got they've got a new manager.
Look at his past games in management.
De Zerbi.
What's cut off, bro? You're just making clickbait for everybody to say this is your king, yeah? This is your manager. You don't know what.
Yeah.
So what is that? What he's going to say about Ten Hag as well? You didn't know, bro. I swear, I know why journalists don't do it, but I wish journalists would have a go at him. I wish.
They're so scared of him, bro. They're so scared.
He's getting away with too much now. He's getting away with
none of them people sitting in that room are ever gonna try and stick it on him.
Bro. I swear.
He just gets asked the deadest question, you know. He just gets asked the deadest
question.
Yeah,
the same old rhetorical questions every week.
And I'm going off on a bit of a tangent, but
why would they ask him what Eurovision would do? Why would a German manager know what Eurovision would do for the city of Liverpool? He doesn't care. Ask him about why Trent's crap at the minute. Ask him about why we persist with a high line when it's not working.
Stop asking him
about do you know the history between Liverpool and Rangers? Why would he know the history between Liverpool and Rangers? The last time we played, he was probably in the Black Forest in Germany. So what's he going to know about it?
You know what I want to happen? I wish, but I don't know if it would ever happen. This YouTube, us as YouTube, this, you see Flex from United, is it United Stand? He's able to ask questions. I want someone real to ask him questions, bro. What do you do in training that Trent is so bad on a weekly basis? Explain that to me. Because it's not correlating. You're saying you're doing all this work and training, but it's not correlating on the pitch.
Look, we've spoken about Trent a lot, spoken about the game a lot. I think it's clear all our opinions on the team right now. Let's move on because I want to keep this under an hour. Tomorrow, we take on Rangers at Anfield, under the lights. Big, scary Anfield. But guys...
Yes, so scary at the minute. God forbid. That atmosphere is shocking.
This man's going to be running it back tomorrow. Virgil van Dijk against Rangers. He's going to be
out. Is that Konchesky he's dropped?
Actually, I think it actually is, you know. I didn't even realise that. But there he is, van Dijk. He knows what it takes to play against Rangers. So, Shiggs, he's going to be at his best, right?
I won't put my mortgage on it, bro. I wouldn't even put my mortgage on it.
If we don't beat these tomorrow, then I'm sorry. I
kid you not. People will be Shakes. We allow it. I would not be surprised if Rangers get a draw tomorrow.
No, I wouldn't. That's the scary thing. That's how far we've fallen, bro. Like, these teams could come to Anfield. Anyone could come to Anfield now and get a result. Anyone. Any team.
It's not even like we're playing to the point where we're battering team, and I mean battering them for 85 minutes, having 30 shots, but keepers are constantly having worldies. We just keep it in the post.
It's
not even that. Teams are coming to Anfield and playing like the home team. And that's down to the players not being good enough, the tactics not being good enough, and the atmosphere at Anfield at the minute is garbage. Garbage. We have been outsung every single game this season at Anfield. We have been outsung. We have been out-atmosphered to the point where big man Thiago Alcantara, once we'd score to make it 2-1,
was big up
our fans because they were getting outsung at 2-1 up. What is going on? What's gone on at Anfield is a shocker. The atmosphere used to be the atmosphere used to be the top man. It used to carry us through. It used to help us get over the line. But now it's just so dead.
No, Tom. I'm going to say it now. The reason why is because of the team. They don't have faith in the team, bro. When you don't have faith in the team, you can't.
Chiggs, I didn't have faith in the 2010-11 teams. I didn't just stop singing.
No, but
I had to go watch Milan Jovanovic and Joe Cole from two.
I'm not defending it, but what I'm saying is this.
There's a lot of people that don't have the confidence in this team that we had before. Now, I get what you're saying. They should still sing anyway. But I can't explain it. It's not going to be with the same vim because they know At any moment, Trent can get skinned and there's a big clear of Pingram. They know at any moment Van Dijk can do a Titus Bramble. They know at any moment Henderson can balloon the ball in the air and lose it and then score. They know it's in the back of their minds, bro.
Yeah,
while fine. I don't agree with it, I understand it because the team is not at the level that where you could say, ah, oh, Brighton, yeah, we're going to win that 3-1 easy.
But that shouldn't be the reason for, to create okay. an atmosphere. Our best atmospheres come when we're actually crap. When it's against us, three nil down to Barca, one of the best atmospheres has been. 3-2 yeah. down to Dortmund, looking like we're out of it. 3-1 down, sorry, to Dortmund, looking like we're out of it. Yeah. Class atmosphere. When we're down bad, the atmosphere is there. But have it now because we need it now. Right now, it's not going to win us games on its own. I'm not saying that, but it just helps everything, and it just stops. Have you not seen that video of the Anfield Road end once we scored the third?
Yeah, they just
and it's just about like, it's yeah. about 80% phones. Like, come yeah. on! If you're going on the match, put your phone away. Get a Agreed. Picture before kickoff. Get a picture at full time. That's it. Stop recording every single attack, hoping that you can post it on Twitter and get 10 likes. Support yeah,
that's the thing, people. People go there and literally just film every corner, every free kick, and like that's just not right for me. And one thing before I get your guys' takes on the on the lineups and such, when I went to the Ajax game, to my right in Kilkenny, there was about 50 Ajax fans, and the club need to get hold of these touts that are doing this. Oh, selling nice. Tickets to foreign fans, probably, and let's not lie, let's not kid ourselves, for inflated prices. Like,
oh, yeah.
Definitely, yeah. So, the club, now they've got this NFC stuff, it's dead easy for them to track who it is. Dead easy. You go on there, you see whose seat it's supposed to be, and then you see who sold the ticket. So, they need to get rid of these touts and ban them. Get rid of them. Because that is so damaging. When Ajax scored, there was like 50, maybe even more, to my right-hand side in our own stand in the ground celebrating.
And you know what they used to as well? Another thing that grinds my gears. I mean, you know, I haven't been on the match since the other this NFC stuff because it's just too much of a hassle. But the member sales make you... There used to be... I can't remember when they got rid of it. You used to have to prove you had an ELP postcode for the local sales. You don't have to do that now. You don't have to actually show proof that you're a local fan to get in the local sale. What's the point of being a local sailor? The whole point is you get Liverpool fans from Liverpool into the stadium. And I'm not trying to be one of these ones that says it's only Scousers that can go on it. Wherever you're from, if you're a Liverpool fan, you're a Liverpool fan. But if you're coming to Anfield, sing your heart out. Every single time I go to Anfield, I can't speak for the next day. My voice is gone. And yeah. I want it no other way. If exactly. I can speak the day after, I've done something wrong. I'm there for 90 minutes to support the boys. I'm not there for 90 minutes to make Jerry on Snapchat jealous because I'm at the game and he isn't. Oh, whoop-de-woo. Because guess what? Yeah. He's probably enjoying it more when it's a 2-2 draw. When
yeah,
he's sat
have
at
to
home.
Go home, yeah. Yeah, no, listen, I 100% agree. Because time is gone, let's get for everyone's predicted lineups or what you'd go with. Not predicted, actually, because that's what Klopp's going to go with. What you'd go with, and then I want a score prediction, and yeah, just say like a few things on how you think the game is going to go. So Tom, we'll start with you, mate. What is your lineup for tomorrow, and how do you think it's going to pan out?
How I would line up is Alisson. No one at right back. We'll just play with 10 men because that's how bad all of them are. Canate, Van Dijk, Tsimikas, Fabinho, Thiago, Salah, Diaz, and Nunes, Jota. And then even with 10 men, that's a good enough team. What will happen tomorrow is we'll see the 4-3-3. We'll probably be a bit painfully average and scrape a 2-0 win. Because I just don't think Rangers will score a goal. We won't be good, though. I can't, on good conscience at the minute, say that my team are going to perform well because I haven't seen it this season.
Has Ryan Kemp been playing for Rangers?
I don't know.
If he's the left winger... And Trent might have an issue.
No, hold on. Ben, we're playing with 10 men. We don't have a right back. We're just playing with 10 men. I'd rather just play with 10 men.
Yeah, Ryan Kent's been playing, so he's probably going to be the left mid. So it looks like they go 4-2-3-1. Huh, that must be nice, huh?
Wow, tactical evolution, who'd have thought?
But yeah, Shiggs, what are you saying, mate? What's your lineup?
Well, I would go with Alisson, Gomez, Konate, Van Dijk, Roos, midfield.
Wait, hang on. What did you say?
Zeus.
What was your back four? Say that again, sorry.
Your left back Zeus.
Yeah.
Gomez, Konate, Van Dijk. No, not Van Dijk. Sorry, Matip and Konate. Gomez, Konate, Matip, Zeus, Fabinho, Thiago, Carvalho, Salah, Nunes, Diaz. That's who I'd go with. I'll drop both Van Dijk and Trent. You play shit, you sit on the bench. I don't care how many games your form has shown me that you're doing Titus Bramble against Brighton. You sit on the bench. You sit on the bench. I'm sorry, man. This guy needs to start being more ruthless. These men know they can play shit on Saturday and play the next game. There needs to be that fear factor again, man.
And what's your prediction? How's it going to go?
With that team, hopefully, I would say 2-0. But if Trent and Van Dijk play, I wouldn't be surprised if they draw.
Interesting. I'll go with Ali, Tsimikas. Don't kill me, Shiggs. Virgil, Konate, and Trent. Look, Virgil's Virgil, man. He's going to turn it round. He's too good, bro, not to, man. This might be the game he needs to do that. So I'll start him. Midfield is going to be, I don't know, Fabinho, only because we don't have another DM. He's been terrible. He's been just as bad as the others, but he gets away with it. So Fabinho, Thiago. I want to see Arthur. I don't know if we will. I don't know if he's fit enough. I don't know if he's ready. But if he is,
I'm not expecting to see Arthur till the new year.
If
he's as unfit as what I've been told, I'm not expecting to see him till 2023.
Well, if he is there and he's available, I'll play him. If not, Harvey Elliott, Diaz, Nunes, and Salah. But I wouldn't be opposed to Jota because I think he could be a menace in this game. So either of them, Nunes or Jota, I would be happy with. And I just think this could be a good game for Nunes as well. Like, potential, you know, if we get it right, if we come out and play well and, you know, dust ourselves down a bit, there's potential for goals in this game. The question is, are we going to do that? Or is it going to be the same old, just possession for possession's sake, not really doing anything with it, spamming balls into the box with no real thought, and then get countered on and concede, because that's usually how it goes. But like I say, there's potential for goals. With all due respect to Rangers, they're a team that typically should be coming to Anfield in hope that they don't get battered. But in 2022, they're coming to Anfield in hope that they can get a draw or even a win. So we have to be careful. We have to not underestimate them. And I've seen all this talk about all the players. I think Virgil spoke out and said that. What did he say? He was like, "Oh, we know we need to turn it around. We need the support, whatever." I don't want to hear them talk anymore. They need to put it into action because they've done enough talking and it's been the same old, same old, same old. So now it's time to stop the talking and it's time to put it on the pitch and get the results that we need. Because if we don't do it soon, if we don't do it in the next three games, maybe not so much Rangers, but the other two, Arsenal and City, they're pivotal games. So that's all I've got to say on the matter. But have you guys got anything to say before we wrap up?
The games off the Rangers terrify me. I can't even sit down and lie. I used to go into Arsenal going, is it going to be 3 or 4-0? Now I'm sitting there going, please, Gabriel Martinelli, leave Trent alone a little bit. Give us 5 minutes of reprieve. Please, Erling, we'll let you score one. Just leave it there, mate.
You know what, Tom? You know what's funny? Do you remember in the charity show game, the pelters that Haaland was getting after he missed the open goal? The guy,
take me back, man. Take me back. I actually believe Nunes might be a better signing.
Is it at the Etihad or at Anfield, the game against City?
It was at like Leicester.
No, I'm saying the game
Anfield. Van Dijk's home record of 5 years is going. It's gone.
What are you saying, Matip and Kanate for that game then, yeah?
Van Dijk up all over the knock the day before, yeah. Just to make sure he protects that record. He's not going up against that, not a chance. That was the only good thing to come out of Sassy. I'm sitting there going, the game's crap. But you know what? At least Van Dijk's still got his record. At least he's still got that for another 2 weeks.
We'll see what happens. Those games we'll cover more in detail as they come around. But guys, we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you for watching. If you've liked, subscribed, whatever, we really appreciate it. Obviously, if you're still not in the group chat, make sure you get in there. Have you say links down there in the description. And we'll see you guys after the game, maybe tomorrow or Wednesday. We'll tweet it out when we're going to go live. And take care, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, people, take care.